It's the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Sometimes you work hard on a story, and that story changes at the last minute and never makes it to air. The one I'm thinking about today has to do with baseball. We're going to hear about it at the end of the episode. But we are beginning today by examining a way to address homelessness here in northern Michigan and its effectiveness. Two years ago, homelessness advocates in northern Michigan made a long-standing ideal a reality. Goodwill Northern Michigan bought an apartment complex in Traverse City called East Bay Flats and turned it into what's called permanent supportive housing. All 64 apartments were set aside for people experiencing homelessness, and now those apartments are full. IPR's Maxwell Howard visited the flats to see how the idea is actually working in practice.
On a cold, slushy afternoon, about half a dozen residents at the East Bay Flats are chatting and smoking outside the building's only entrance. Wendy McLean has lived in the flats for almost a year.
We have some good people, bad people. We have people here doing meth, pulling the fire alarm, throwing knives on people, breaking a window, a refrigerator, a stove. But otherwise, it's good.
East Bay Flats is a complicated place. It provides housing to many, but it also does so without conditions on sobriety or employment. This is called permanent supportive housing. Studies show this kind of program reduces homelessness by almost 90%. But what the day-to-day experience looks like is often less talked about.
Since you moved in, what's changed for you, I guess, moving in here?
Four walls that I can look at. Don't have to look at people beating each other.
So while McLean does have her frustrations, she says living at the flats has been positive. Before this, she lived in the local homeless encampment, the Pines, for years.
I really like it here. Mm-hmm. Really do. It's an upgrade.
You sure? I live here.
Yeah, it's an upgrade.
Yeah.
Having four walls, something to eat, a pot, a bathroom, all that.
Across the U.S., there are more than 400,000 permanent supportive housing units. But it remains controversial, often at odds with advocates who instead argue for more emphasis on addiction and mental health treatment. Still, studies show low-barrier housing not only decreases homelessness, but is also associated with reduction in substance abuse over time. Kenneth Funk is a Traverse City commissioner, and he's been able to see the flats up close in his other job, responding as a firefighter.
I could easily say that in the last 2 years, I've probably been here 20 to 30 times.
What does that visit usually look like?
A lot of different types of things. There's medical emergencies, behavioral health crises, drug overdoses.
Incident reports from the Traverse City Police Department, obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request, show police have responded to the flats over 300 times in the last 2 years. Each of those responses costs money, which Funk says could be reduced with additional security.
That might mean, you know, perhaps that a joint venture with the city to spend money on a security guard here.
It's something he's interested seeing worked out specifically, because Funk has already seen the alternative.
If they aren't living in Safe Harbor, and they aren't living in East Bay Flats, or if they aren't living at the Goodwill Inn, they're living outside in tents in the environments, and they're not getting access to help that they need. And there have been occasions, and we've seen it and read about it in the paper, a person freezes to death outside. That's a pretty raw situation.
Dan Buron is the CEO of Goodwill Northern Michigan, which operates the flats. And he says that permanent supportive housing is the first step in what can sometimes be a long process to living independently.
It may take one or two or three times for the person to get housed for it to stick. So, I mean, it does take a patience on our part and part of the organization and part of the housing-based case management to know that, you know, we're going to do what we can to help people be successful in connecting them, but accepting the fact that there are going to be some people who aren't going to make it.
It can be hard work, especially for caseworkers, Buron says. But through it, a majority do stay housed. early results from Goodwill's work with supportive housing is showing promising results as well. People are finding jobs, getting medical care. Some residents need more support staying in their new housing. But this is just the beginning. And Buran says they're playing the long game.
This has been a social policy problem for, you know, hundreds of years, right? It really comes down to the idea of, like, who's worthy of our help, right? Who do we think is worthy? But I think we all are worthy of that love and support. And we kind of accept them for where they're at and who they are and help them to move forward to the best capacity and kind of accept that that is in itself worthy and necessary and important for society to do.
East Bay Flats is at the beginning of a long experiment. Just recently, Buran tells me, Goodwill has secured a 30-year grant for federal rental assistance. For IPR News, I'm Maxwell Howard.
Another housing news, Garfield Township apartment complex has received an enormous grant from the state. The State Housing Development Authority gave $9.5 million to the flats at Carriage Commons. The Record Eagle reports that it's going to build 48 new units. This is off of Lafrenier Road, just north of Hammond. Before we go on this Thursday, a story about a story that you will never hear. IPR's Austin Rolater loves listening to baseball on the radio. I do too. There's something about it that's different, dare I even say better, than watching it on TV. Something classic that makes us think about summer afternoons and the smell of lawnmower clippings and old garages made of dusty cinder block. Where was I? Right. The radio. Austin had a story all ready to go about how for the second year in a row you would not be able to hear a radio broadcast of the Detroit Tigers in the Traverse City area. Surrounding cities, sure, but not here. So he got some audio of the legendary Ernie Harwell, the current announcer Dan Dickerson, even a clip from the 1935 World Series. He interviewed a disgruntled fan who could not get the signal in Bel Air and was forced, he said, to watch the games on TV for the last couple years. But then yesterday, right as Austin was putting the finishing touches on this Grand Slam radio piece, he got a phone call. Jerry Coyne, owner of the Tigers broadcasts in Cadillac and Grayling, called to tell Austin that yes, in a last-minute deal, the games were picked up by a station in Traverse City. The Tigers are back on the air. They start the regular season today with a three-game series against the Padres in San Diego. Game time is 4:10 Eastern. And while we are not ordinarily in the business of telling you to go listen to some other station, we should tell you that day games will be on WCCW 1310 AM, and the night games will be carried by WTCM 580 AM. So go feast your ears on some baseball, Traverse City, and hurry back when you're done. We'll be here. That's the Up North Lowdown for Thursday, March 26th. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for listening.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.